Once upon a time, there was a man who was no longer young, but not quite old. And he was really in love. And you could tell that he was in love because he had been hurt before. He had been divorced in a very, very difficult relationship that had ended badly. And so he was shocked as the months went on at the way that he was loved by this new, wonderful person. He felt like he could trust her. He felt like she saw him in a way he maybe had never really been seen. And this was real, but it was complicated because the holidays were coming. And they were definitely to that point where maybe it was time to meet each other's families. And it was sort of like lurking in the back of their conversations, and then finally she asked. She said, "I think I'd like for you to come to my folks' place for Thanksgiving." And he said, "Yes." And he was excited, and he was thinking of the things that he could cook and that he could bring, and they were talking about it, and it seemed like it was a fun thing. And then she said, "You just have to know one thing. They treat me like a child." And he thought, okay. You know, families are weird. Everybody's family's a little bit weird, and he thought nothing of it. So the days went on. He made some delicious dishes that he was pretty sure were going to be a hit. And he went to go pick her up, and he went to her house and knocked on her door, and he could hear her in the background, and she said, "1 minute!" It seemed a little bit off. He opened the door, and then he heard this sound, this crrrr. This sound sounded like roller, and she turned the corner, and sure enough, she was in roller skates. And she was roller skating down the center hall of her house. And as she came closer, the roller skates were only the beginning of the weird. She was wearing these bright pink roller skates and these rainbow-colored leg warmers that went down to them. And these short, short, weird shorts. And this tiny little t-shirt that had a picture of Olivia Newton-John in the middle. And it said Xanadu on the bottom. And she had her hair kind of on the side ponytail, which she had never seen, just stuck out. And she rolled up, and she did a little spin at the end, and she was like, "Oh, all right, let's go get this over with." And he was sort of shocked, and she kind of rolled down the steps, rolled up, jumped in his car, and he was sort of stupefied, got around and started the car up and was driving, and she put her roller skates right up on his dashboard. And he wasn't the kind of guy who really freaked out about that, but they were dirty, and they were kind of indenting the dashboard, and he thought, "What is going on? This is so strange." It wasn't a long trip until they got to the house, and she came in, and she said, "Okay, prepare yourself. Like I said, they treat me like a child." And she left the door open, and she roller skated on up to the doorway, just burst right in, and he went, again, gathering everything that he was going to bring and got the dishes and closed the door and came back up and tried to smile because her parents had come to the door and she had blown right past them and roller skated into the living room where she flopped onto the couch and put her roller skates up onto the furniture and turned on the TV and turned the volume up very, very loud. So he introduced himself to her parents and he tried to make the best out of it, but there was this descending sense that something very, very, very odd was happening. By the time it was the mealtime, they all sat down, and she roller skated back in, flopped down onto the table, and the food was served, and she took one bite of the turkey, and she said, "So, Mom, did you have to put the whole turkey in the microwave to make it this dry, or did you just cook it, like, forever?" And I mean, she wasn't wrong, the turkey was bad, but like, he was mortified that she would say that out loud. And the meal only got more and more awkward. By the time the dessert came out, right before the dessert was served, she put two huge pieces of bubble gum in her mouth. And she was blowing these enormous bubbles and just slurping them back into her mouth. And when the pie came around, she blew a huge bubble and she tied it off and she put it right on top of her wine glass. So it was this huge weather balloon saying, "This is not right," through the middle. And he was finally like, "All right, we got to talk." He said, "Can we go to the other room?" And she rolled off to the other room. She flopped down on a chair and she said, "I know, they are crazy, right?" And he sat down across from her. And he said, I really love you. But this isn't the you that I love. He's like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm pretty sure maybe you're afraid to show them who you actually are for some reason. He said, this feels really good, and this feels really real, but I got a lot of other things I could be doing with my time. So please, come back in, but come back in who you really are. And so he went back and he sat down, and she sat there and she thought. She loosened up the side ponytail because it was constricting the blood flow to her brain. She released her hair. She really loved him too, and she could tell that there was truth in that inconvenient way sometimes when partners will tell you things, and she could let that truth kind of sink in, and she slowly rolled back halfway to the dining room. She took the roller skates off and she walked the rest of the way and she sat down at the table. And she looked at everybody. And she said, it just hasn't been the same. And they began probably the first real conversation they've had in a really long time. And there were some tears shed. And it was a good beginning. Amen.